Hey everyone, welcome to Come Chat Live. You might realize that I am not Gina, nor am I Aaron, but I am very delighted to be your host today. I'm Tamara Christensen. I am the Vice Chair of the National Cub Scout Committee. And more important than me, of course, is our awesome guest, Sherry Smotherman Short. Welcome, Sherry. I'm so excited to do this with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here today. I love to plan things, so this is going to be a fun day to fun topic for us to talk about.
Yay. And I just want a little shout out. We have so many awesome people on here. And I got to tell you, these guys, Rusty, first one on, as usual, Douglas from PAC 3310 in Akron, Ohio. We've got Fred from Three Fires. We got Matt from PAC 311 in Leesburg, Virginia. Brian Little. We've got Fred Glover, Sean. It's great to see all of y'all. And there's like more people on here. And I'm excited. I'm excited, excited. Let's talk a little bit about our topic today. We're talking about really making the best year ever for your pack. And of course, all these awesome leaders, everyone wants that. Sherry, what do we do? Where do we start? What are your thoughts?
I will tell you, but before we do that, can I just tell a little bit about my background? And
Absolutely.
so I have two boys who are now Eagle Scouts. Yay, Eagle Scout mom here. But they went through the entire program, started as Tigers and through the whole entire thing. And so I've been involved in Cub Scouting for a very, very, very long time. And I served as a committee chair. And of course, one of the jobs of the committee chair is to help plan the program for the year. So the first thing that you would do, and I think Aaron's going to pop a slide up for us, but one of the first things that you can do is in kind of getting ready for your PAC planning meeting, is you can look at this annual PAC programming conference roundtable video, and you can see a little QR code there. You can just zap that and it'll open up for you. But there's also some training in your myscouting.org training, and it's kind of hidden a little bit. So if you go into my.scouting.org and then go to my training, you'll see like Cub Scouting learning plans. You're going to click on Cub Scouting, then click on PAC Committee Chair Training, then click on Earning Your Training Strip, and then finally you can pick CS19 Annual Program Planning for Cub Scouting. So it takes a few little steps to get there, and it's kind of hidden away, but that's some really good training to help you guys as you start before you even get ready to do your training. This is kind of pre-work for you.
That's such great information. And you might be thinking, oh, is this going to be like a day-long training? Is it going to take forever to get through these? And I just looked at the program conference roundtable video. It's only 8.5 minutes. It's really well done, Anthony. It's done by Anthony. He does a great job, of course. And that training, even the training course, it's only 18 minutes. So it's easy, right, to get through that, Sherry.
Exactly. It's not going to take you long at all. Now, I do want to mention that when you're going through the Cub Scout learning plans, when you're going through that training, you may see it called the like something along the lines of the Cub Scout Planning Conference. And I don't know about you guys, but when I hear the word conference, I'm thinking, oh, I got to plan a conference. I mean, that seems too big for what it actually is. So just wanted to kind of mention that to you guys. So don't if you see that, don't freak out. As a matter of fact, Tamara, you and I had spoken earlier this week about some of the different ways that you can have this planning meeting, and I just call it a meeting. It could be at your committee chairs in their backyard at a cookout. Tamara, what you had some great ideas too.
Yeah, because so Anthony on the roundtable video talks about, and his pack sounds like a super fun pack to be involved with. They had like a barbecue and they invited all the families. Now were they 100-person pack? Maybe not, but they had all the families together. And then while the kids are off playing, the adults came together and they did the planning. For me, in our pack, our committee chair, Mr. Phil, he was awesome. He had like this really nice, he had all the leaders there on the back deck. And we just sat and we had some food and enjoyed each other's company. And it was really an amazing, awesome time. And we looked forward to it. You know, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, it's what a chore. It was so nice to come together at the end of the summer after everyone's back from vacation before school started and really plan out our year. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and like I said, it can be very casual. So it's certainly not on the level of a conference that, you know, you got to put together. So, so should we jump right into sort of our thoughts about the best way to put this together? It does not mean it's the only way. It's our, it's just kind of the way that I know I planned our PAC meetings when I was a committee chair. Should we jump right
Absolutely. And I just wanted to mention Brian says, Brian Little, he's like, and he's one of, he's our tribe. He's part of our tribe. He's here every week with us. Brian says his sage advice is our PAC loves training. I encourage everyone here to take as many of those training courses as you can. It's just gives you an idea of what other people's jobs are. That's a great advice, Brian. Thank you for sharing that. So go ahead. So we're going to start off. We're going to walk you through, if you were in Sherry and Tamara's backyard and you came to this meeting and you brought the chips and I brought the hot dogs, what we're going to talk about in the meeting. So go ahead, Sherry. Where do we start?
Alrighty. Erin, why don't you flip over for the next page for us? Sorry about that. Yay. Okay. So we do have a PAC planning checklist. Just wanted to show you what that looks like. That will be in, I'm assuming, in the chat so people can download. Is that right?
It's actually going to be up on the Come Chat Live page. We'll post that along with the slides. So it'll be a separate download for you so that you can just print out the checklist and head over to your planning meeting.
Okay. Awesome. All righty, Erin, one more time on the page here, and we'll go. And we just kind of listed this out into steps. And there's a few things that you're going to want to have really before you start your planning meeting. The most important, in my opinion, is the school year. Like, you know, you don't want to plan a camp out on spring break because nobody's going to show up. So you're going to want to have those dates first. Some other important dates that you're going to want to think about is, you know, what your last year's PAC calendar was. You know, I think that's important. School year events, you know, anything special going on at the school, the date that you're going to do your PAC program planning, any district or council community events, any special religious events, especially if you're chartered by a church and there is or a religious organization and they have certain, you know, special holy days or anything like that, you're going to want to know about that. And then anything that your chartered org does, even if you're not chartered by a religious organization, anything else that they have. And now I would throw a couple other important dates in there. If you are you know, this is a little selfish, but if you are a Cub Master or you are a committee chair, if you've got a special birthday or anniversary coming up, mark that down on the calendar too. I mean, I'm not sure that my husband would have been really happy if I spent our, I don't know, 20th anniversary at a Cub Scouting event all day long. So, you know, just think about those kinds of things because, you know, it is important. We are volunteers and, you know, just, you may not be able to work around it, but if you can, you know, throw that in there.
So maybe let me ask a question here. First of all, Corey, thank you so much. He's in Cortland, New York, and he's going remote chips and French onion dip. He's bringing that to the table. Thank you. Thank you, Corey. I love a good French onion dip. So that's awesome. But let's talk a little bit. So when we come to the meeting, I mean, I know people have different calendars, different stuff. Like, and I know people get really hung up on this, right? I've seen people like, oh, I love the Google calendar. You know, some PACs have Google calendars and some have their own website. Does it have to be complicated and high tech what you're bringing to the meeting? Could it be a paper copy and just you write those dates in advance?
Yes, absolutely a paper copy. And to be honest with you, I've seen people do things like let me just show you. I have one of these.
Absolutely. Show us your stuff. You have all the cool stuff.
This is actually about something, another project that I'm doing for my business. But this is just a portable flip chart thingy. You could even do one of these, and when you tear the pages off, they have it's adhesive like a sticky note, so you could hang it up. But you could even do something like that and maybe have one of those pages, or maybe do 2 months on every page, and then have sticky notes. So you have post-it notes that you could stick on there. You know, like I had a few little post-it notes on mine that, oh, we definitely want to do this camping trip in October, so let's stick it on there. But then we can kind of move it around and adjust it. So that's one thing that you can do. But yeah, when you're doing your planning, just do whatever is easiest for you. The other thing that I use a lot is just these little printable calendars. And I think a great resource for this, I think you can do it in like, you can do it in a lot of different things, but there is a place called Saturday, a website called SaturdayGift.com. And you can print out all kinds of free calendars. Like if you're not a pretty little script thing like I am, you can print out one that's plain on the top. So
and I think it's in Word. Word and PowerPoint. I think a lot of different products that you probably already have at your fingertips for free. And you can just print one of those and maybe add your special dates. I think the holidays, obviously, you know, were the first. I think that was the first thing we started with, was because those were easy. And make sure that you have the holidays that are important for your pack, because you may have religious holidays that may not be a part of a Catholic pack, primarily Catholic pack. You know, you want to add those other dates on there too, right? So that you cover everyone. You want to be sensitive to everyone that's in your pack.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the next step, and there was something else I wanted to say about this. I'll come back when I figure it out. I'll come back. But the next step is to think about what your major pack events are. And these are things like your blue and gold. Go ahead and pick your date for that. Your Pinewood Derby, your or Rangada Regatta, whenever you're going to do crossover. Your blue and gold banquet. Did I say that already? I think I did. Your service projects. Any campouts that you're going to do. And the one kind of note to think of about campouts is, you know, make sure that you do your campouts in depending on the weather. Like if you are in Arizona, you're probably not going to want to do a campout in August because it's just too hot. There's no way. And if you're, you know, if you're in Minnesota, you may not want to do a January campout. Although I will tell you, I live in Tennessee, and so we don't like cold weather down here. And so there have been times when we're like, oh, we couldn't possibly do a camp out in November because it might be too cold. And I've talked to friends from other states that say, oh, you know, we do those. We don't mind camping in the snow. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, you're camping this. It just kind of freaked me out about that. But anyway, throw your major pack events on there. And Corey had a comment over here. Yeah, I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, I thought Corey, great, great idea. He's like, he said, make sure there you go. Make sure your unit commissioner has a copy in order to promote this relationship that they're weak or lacking. And that's just really, that's a great idea. And also your chartered partner, right? If you know, especially if you're having some of those events at the charter partner organization, maybe they want to come by and see all the fun that happens at a Pinewood Derby.
Exactly.
But relationships are the key for everything. Definitely.
Yep. Absolutely. Brian says, when do Alaska packs camp if they don't camp in the snow? Well, Brian,
they're
that's
tougher than we are, Brian. Yes. They're a tough group, those Alaska packs.
Yeah. My blood's way too thin for going to Alaska, period, let alone camping in Alaska. So, but yeah, you're going to want to make sure that you've got all those things planned. One other note is the AOLs need to camp. They need to camp with the troops. So make sure that you're touching base with them and trying to get that planned fairly early so that those kids are ready to cross over come February or March. So another thing to kind of keep in mind.
Yeah. And then the other thing with that is, you know, when you're planning that date, I've seen a lot of people in the Facebook group, Sherry, talk about, oh, this AOL missed that camp out. Right. And then it's not, then that's tough. Right. So, you know, if you kind of think about, oh, is there another opportunity if we plan it early enough that they can go, So, and then Richard Foley is telling us that makes the scouting year so much easier. And we put all the events on the calendar in July. We're not constantly asking what we're doing every month. And honestly, parents really appreciate that. You know, how many kids, you know, like a lot of them are very programmed, heavily programmed, and they don't have every day of the week open. like maybe I did when I was little. So the parents need to know. And that makes them think so much highly of your pack that you have a calendar and they can know what to plan for.
Exactly. And I tell you, this is, I don't think this actually fits into any category, but it was something that I learned when I was a committee chair. We would, for a long time, we thought, oh, well, we'll always plan our campouts for the first weekend of the month or whatever. But here's what I found out was that if you have a family where the parents are divorced, the kids may always be at mom's house every first weekend. And so a lot of times they might miss out if dad was the one that usually took them camping and did the Cub Scout stuff. So I actually had a mom who was divorced who said, you know, you should switch those up because especially if it's like an every other weekend thing, I had never thought about that. But after I heard about it, it makes sense, you know.
Such good advice. I wouldn't have thought of that either. That's really good.
Yeah. So just something to keep in mind when you're planning this schedule. Next, let's talk about recruitment. And I know this is one of Tamara's favorite topics.
So. I love new Cub Scouts.
Yep. It's awesome.
Go back.
Yeah. You not go quite. Back. Go back. We're not ready for that just yet. We'll tell you. We're still on recruitment. So the one thing that you want to do is make sure that you are planning your recruitment for both spring and fall. Tamara, why don't you tell them your philosophy on spring recruitment?
So obviously we all know that fall recruitment is where most of us spend most of our time when we do recruitment. Spring recruitment is a great time to recruit new Cub Scouts because honestly, think about all the fun you have in the summer. I mean, maybe not in Arizona. I don't know. I'm sure in Arizona you have fun in the summer too because y'all are way like into the heat and you can handle it all. In Pennsylvania, I'm not as ready for that. But when you recruit people in the summer, it means that people have a chance to go swimming, to do paddle, to do some really super fun stuff, earn the summertime adventure. You know, it's just a great time. Then it allows you to get into, you roll into fall, and guess what? You already know those parents, right? Mm-hmm. You know your new parents because they've been coming to cool stuff all summer. And what better way to ask them to help your pack than these people that have already been with you all summer and you've developed a relationship with. So it is a great, great opportunity for your pack to focus on that spring recruiting. Now, if you're a pack, and I hope this is not you, and I know it's not you guys, I know the people that are on this chat window, this is not you. But if you're a pack that doesn't do programming in the summer, first of all, that's a bummer. But yes, you don't want to do spring recruiting if you're recruiting them into to something that where you're not doing program in the summer. Right. And Brian's saying they've been unsuccessful with spring recruitment because of sports commitments and fall has been more successful. So Brian, I respect that. I have seen that, but you might get a lighter recruitment in spring, but I think it's still really worth doing. We also have recruited kindergarten students, you know, that way. And like, you know, recruited them when they come in for kindergarten, the kindergarten session to walk through the building and see the new school. And that's a great time to get parents engaged and get people signed up as well. So,
well, and my pack didn't really do spring recruiting, but we absolutely did summer recruiting. Now, remember, my boys are both Eagles now, so it's been a hot minute since I've actually worked one-on-one with the pack. But one of the things that we did, I guess I say all that to say that we still had the Summertime Pack Award when my boys ran Cub Scouts. So what we would do is we would always plan 3 events in the summer and try to make at least one, if not 2 or even 3 of them to be like a community event. So one time we did a human foosball. We actually made human foosball. Yeah, that's it. And so we invited the whole community to come. And that's a great time. You know, you're you're really inviting, like, I think in the promo materials, we say, hey, come and have fun with us. Oh, and while you're here, we give you some information, certainly no obligation, but if you want to learn more about Cub Scouting, you can do so. We did it with that. We had a geocaching party 1 year in a park. And what was super cool about that was I'm in the Middle Tennessee Council, and in our council, we had a trail of geocaches that had, that were Eagle related. I think they were the points of the Scout Law, but it was all, you know, it's kind of, there was this Eagle focus, and one of them was literally in the park where we did our little thing. So that was kind of cool. We got to go and do that. And yeah, it was super fun. So, you know, you can do activities like that where you're inviting the whole community, and, you know, anybody, anybody.
Right, yeah. Rocket launch. We got a ton of people.
Yep.
From the newspaper, people came out. People were excited about launching rockets, you know. Fishing derbies. All the kind of cool, fun stuff you can do in the summer. Make good, invite a friend kind of moments.
Right, right. That's absolutely awesome. Yeah. So, so again, you know, lots of active bike rodeo. Did we mention that? A recycled rain gutter regatta. There's just all kinds of things. Oh, look, Ford just mentioned that rain gutter regatta in the summer to public splash pad. Oh, my goodness.
So that is
brilliant. Yes.
So fun.
Yes. That is brilliant.
So then we get through recruitment, Sherry. And then what do we do? What are the next things that we need to focus on?
In terms of planning?
Yes.
Yes. The next thing that we need to focus on is to think about putting together our purpose for the PAC meetings during the year. So we can, you know, we just write out a month every year and write out a list of all the months and decide kind of what your theme's going to be. That could be anything from, you know, you're going to do a PAC meeting where everybody's going to earn Bobcat. One of I'm on a team with Tamara, and look, she's got that. She's got our Bobby Galiza.
I talk about him all the time because he's
a national hero
for me.
Yes.
He created all of these. Aren't they great?
Yes, they're awesome. And one of the things that I've been working with Tamara on is creating PAC meeting plans. And if you follow the plan, every rank will earn that particular adventure. So we've got one for Bobcat, Reverence,
all the required adventures
and yes,
several, and then we've got a bunch that are elective adventures like cycling, right, and like swimming and things like that that are across, exactly, that are electives across ranks that we're working on too. We've been busy, friends.
We have been. but that's a great way to think about, you know, hey, we can get everybody done with Bobcat in one meeting. Like, I think that's probably the most important one to, because it is the first one we want the kids to earn, if at all possible. And so, you know, put down the, you know, the purpose of that PAC meeting. It could be that. It could be, you know, it's you know, maybe we're not going to have a PAC meeting this month because we're having a camp out, you know, just anything like that. You're going to write down the purpose of that PAC meeting so that you know that. Tamara, did you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I love the idea. Thank you, Brian. We do try to make things fun, simple, and easy. What I love about the idea of doing these cross rank adventures, first of all, we know most of our packs have multi-rank dens. So these planners are going to help that. But when you set your pack meeting up and you're doing an adventure across the whole pack, especially at the beginning of the year, when you're trying to recruit your new den leaders, so they're already scared, right? Your new den leaders who may never have had a scouting experience may be a little intimidated by the job. But if you show them at a pack meeting how you would do Bobcat across all ranks, and you show them the concept of using stations, and you show them how easy it is, you're going to be blown away by how much easier it is to ask that mom who said, hey, Brian, is there anything we can do to help? And then you're going to say, yeah, like, just why don't you mind the craft station? And then it's going to be so much easier to ask that mom the next time she's going to come up and ask you to help. You're going to say, hey, could you help with this? And then maybe ripe to help with it a bigger way, like a den leader or planning a major event for your pack. So I know recruitment of adults is always something that we hear over and over is hard. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So once you get that down, then you can, you know, again, it makes it easier for you to, you know, if you know you're going to do, say, a holiday party in December, you know you're going to do that. Well, you can start working on that in October. I mean, you can, whatever you need to do. So it does make it a lot easier. And again, for the families, I think giving them, it looks like we're nice and organized when we can hand them, you know, this is our calendar for the year when they first start out, and they can put those dates down. So we got that. And then one of the things that I think, I don't know that we take as much advantage of this as we maybe could, but there are local activities and community resources that happen around our towns that absolutely dovetail with some of the Cub Scouting things. So as a matter of fact, we have there's a park here close to me where it's at like a big nature preserve park thingy, excuse me. And they actually have like, and it like you can come here and do X adventure with us. So, you know, you think about that. That's, you know, that's that you might want to say, oh, they offer that in April. Okay. That's going to be our one of our April den meetings. So, you know, you can look and see what other activities. So there's parks, there's zoos, there's aquariums, anything that has to do with nature, I think may offer something like that. So I think that's really important to take advantage of that. And then other local activities. So for example, if you've got, I live in a kind of a small suburb outside of Nashville. And so we have a couple of festivals throughout the year. Well, we've had our troops and our PACs do a couple different things. We can do a service project and offer to pick up the trash for the festival for that. Trash. A booth. I think it was our 4th of July, you know, fireworks thing. And we had a booth where we sold glow sticks and glow necklaces and stuff as a fundraiser. So, you know, so there's several different things that you can do like that. So be sure you're checking out kind of what's going on. And like you mentioned, the newspaper is probably going to show up at one of these things and, you know, take some pictures, which is great. Publicity. Oh my goodness. And
it's been a long week for Sherry. And
it's been a very long week.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to shout out some people.
Well, let me tell you this real quick. And then I'd love to hear you shout out some people. The other thing is parades. If you got a Veterans Day parade, that is a great opportunity for the kids. And it gets our kids in their uniforms out in front of people.
And they can be handing out stuff about their pack, right?
Exactly.
So it's kind of like if you're kind of recruiting all year round, that's so successful. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chad. Chad, guys, I met him at a commissioner's college last weekend. He was in one of my classes. He was awesome. So thank you so much for tuning in. And Mary Lou, thank you from PAC 78 and 89 in Golden Empire Council in California. Welcome, welcome. Okay, Sherry, I'm sorry. We just have all these great people and I love to say hey.
Yes, definitely. Thank you guys for joining. It is so nice to have, when you do presentations like this, sometimes you're like, okay, is anybody going to be there? And it's always nice when you guys are interacting with us. It's awesome.
We got a great try. Now,
Exactly. Now, kind of the final piece about, I should look at my notes, y'all. One other thing is local sporting events. You can do fun stuff with that. I remember when one of my kids, I think, was a Tiger and they had to go to a sporting event. We called the local high school and they're like, yeah, we'll let those kids in for free if they've got their uniform on. So think about that as well. Now, Scouter Craig had a question. How do I go about changing my PAC's culture to start planning and committee meetings? Tamara, you want to take that one?
Sure. First of all, the fact you're here, Scouter Craig, shows that you're a rock star and that you mm-hmm. are completely able to change your PAC's culture. So I might suggest this. Make it like a fun thing, right? Say, hey, as leaders, why don't you come over to my house or come over to like work with another leader, have it at their house and make it like a fun time. And like say, let's just come together. Let's enjoy each other's company. But then let's also plan some and like let's take a look at this. And I think most people are receptive to that because it really doesn't feel good as a leader to kind of fly by the seat of your pants all the time. I mean, I get it. I would roll into a den meeting and I would be like flying by the seat of my pants some weeks because I'd be like, oh wow, the week got away from me and now I need to plan. But I do. I believe that if you were the one, as Brian says, be the change, like if you started helping other people get to that point, I think that they would pretty quickly be so excited to plan and have stuff in advance. Nobody wants to be like not knowing what's going on. That's not a good feeling.
And to build a little bit on what Tamara said, Craig, if you, you know, if the concern is that, you know, hey, if I say come and plan, people are going to be like, yeah, no, we don't do that. You could say, come and let's toss around some ideas and then just kind of, you know, morph that into, you know, to an actual, let's write down on a calendar while we're here. We've talked about let's write down on a calendar. So that might be why you can be a little sneaky on there. So not that I don't want to be trustworthy, but you know, that might help get folks to the house to start working on it.
Okay, so what's the final step?
The final step is you got to finalize it. And sometimes I think it's easy to sit around and go, oh, well, we're not sure. We might not want to do that month. And let's look and see. I am the world's worst at looking at 27 different options. Like I was a day camp director, y'all. I was a day camp director. And I just, you know, well, if I Google another hour, then I might find, you know, I might come up with an activity that I like even better than this one. And sometimes you just got to say, hey, we are going to have to just decide and just say, hey, this is what we're going to do. So you're going to do that. And then you want to think about distributing your calendar. And we, when we were working on kind of this planning, we said, you know, the type of calendar that you use really doesn't matter. It's y'all are going to figure that out. Some people may say we have a website for our pack, so we have a little built-in calendar there. That's what we're going to use. Other people may go, nope, we just need to have a paper with all the dates listed out to hand out to our parents. Whatever works for y'all is what works. That's it. It doesn't matter. The type of calendar you need is the one that's going to work for your pack. So you want to make sure, you know, it could be a Google shared calendar. It could be a printed thing. It could, you know, anything like that. So, but the big thing is you want to make sure that gets not only to the hands of all your den leaders, but to the hands of your parents as well. Now you do need to stay a little flexible because sometimes, you know, like there have been at times in the past when we would plan something and then realize because it was not on the council calendar just yet, that council had a really cool event going on. So we would switch things around. So, you know, so there may be some reason to be a little bit flexible there. So just kind of, you know, just know that that's going to, things are going to come up. And if it needs to be updated throughout the year, update it and make sure it gets distributed again. And then the other big thing is make sure that after every event that, you know, you poll, you know, ask the kids first, did y'all enjoy that? What'd y'all think about human foosball? Or what'd y'all think about, you know, having our rain gutter regatta at a splash pad or whatever? And, you know, and jot those things down so that you remember, nope, that was not a good thing. We're never doing that again. Or this is awesome. We must do this every single year, you know, so that you have some sense about that. And then that way you're going to be ready when next year comes around and it's time to do another plan.
Awesome. So I think you have some resources maybe that might help with planning.
Yes. Yes. And Erin, now you can hit the, thank you. Okay. So we do have a few options here for y'all to check out. That multi-rank den guide is what Tamara's holding up. Bobby Galisa, if y'all know Bobby, please give him a big old hug for us because, you know, he deserves it. Or a high five, whatever. Anyway, but it's a great thing and that you can go in and see, you know, even if you're not doing a pack meeting specifically to do an adventure, if you're doing specific things, you can take a quick look and go, oh, look, we've got three ranks that will benefit from doing this. And you can make sure that den leader knows, you know, hey, these, you know, we're doing these one thing and three different ranks can take advantage of it. So they can write that down. Then our Cub Scout den meeting resources.
You guys know all about this.
I hope so. If y'all been listening to Tamara, you should know about this. So yes. Oh, and Brian said he was planning a backyard campfire for his den and other dens wanted to come too. That's very cool.
I know. I want to come to Brian's backyard campfire.
Yep. And then we're going to have these den meeting resources. Awesome. PAC's renting out a pool. You're doing the aquatics adventure. Awesome. Now the wait a minute. I'm conf okay. We
One of them,
got
yeah, one of them is the Den Meeting resources, and then there's also some videos and stuff that are also available. So all these, and Brian's asking for behind the scenes, right? Believe it or not, Brian, behind the scenes, Brian is actually taking a day off today. What? So we have behind the scenes Aaron, and I appreciate Aaron so much, but he's such a rock star. And just a shout out to Aaron, he has not one, but now two books published. He got his second book published. I don't even know if you knew that, guys, but everybody needs to go out and like take a gander at Aaron's new books because I'm so excited about that.
And Aaron's last name again is
Dur,
Dur,
D, yeah,
Derr.
D-E-R-R. Yes.
Okay.
I'm bringing them to NAMM so he can sign them for me because I'm excited about these books. So,
Awesome.
all right. So, Brian, behind the scenes, Brian won't be posting them, but behind the scenes, Aaron will. So he's
Yep.
going to be, yeah, that's why he's not saying exactly. You have me. I am like not an Aaron, unfortunately. But he's going to post all these links. This will be there, and you can just click on these links and they'll be there for you as a resource.
Right. Awesome.
So I think there's one more page. Is there another page? There's the
I
song
think
book.
that's, oh
Okay, that's it.
yeah. Yeah, this
Oh,
is
is
it.
there
This
another?
is just, yeah. This, I think we've shared this several times, but again, it's got the link to the roundtable video. It's got, how to find that elusive, annual prep program planning for Cub Scouting training. And then we've got three different Facebook groups on here. Cub Scouting Tips and Tricks, Cub Scouting Volunteers, and Cub Scout Leaders, Scouting, Cub Masters, Den Leaders.
Know a lot of you guys are on there and you're sharing great content. And thank you so
Yeah.
much for all of y'all who constantly like share all of your great ideas and help all the people in these groups. I'm so blown away. We're watching you guys. We think you're amazing. We are constantly getting inspired and we are lifting ideas that you have to help other people in a broader way. And I so appreciate you. I mean, you make our job so much easier, and we love
Yes.
you guys. You guys are amazing. I love you, Sherry. Do you have any final words? I'm so lucky I get to work with you on the National Cub Scout Committee.
Oh, girl, I'm the one that's lucky. This Tamara, y'all, she has some awesome vision and thoughts about Cub Scouting as a whole. And I think over the next couple of years, when she's our national committee chair, y'all are just gonna be blown away by some of the things that she does.
I
She's incredible.
hope
So
so.
she's incredible. Just
Thank
don't
you.
let her tell you she's not, because she is. But yeah, it's yeah. But I don't, other than just saying that you're awesome, that's all I have.
You, everybody, for joining in the show. Thank you, behind the scenes, Aaron. You're amazing. We love you. And thank you so much again, Sherry, for sharing all your expertise. Check out CubScoutIdeas.com, which is Sherry's blog, has a lot of great stuff. I know I've shouted out a lot of stuff that she's had on her blog. It's great stuff. So thank you all so much. Have a fabulous weekend and bye.
Hi, guys.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.